This is the first time in decades that a Hollywood Studios has been created in the UK. You could say that Hollywood has come to Hertfordshire. And we're looking down, as you say, on a really quite unique studio facility, a 200-acre secure site that houses a studio facility that hasn't been, the like of which hasn't been seen for years. And what we've been able to do is really tap into 90 years worth of experience of making film productions and operating studio facilities to work out what today's filmmakers really require. And that's why we, Warner Brothers, are really proud of this day and proud of this British Studios. We actually purchased the property at the end of 2010, and we've been developing and building it ever since. So some would say it's a relatively fast build, but it's been very intensive. But it's a really proud moment for the British film industry, and it's a very proud moment for me personally. I've actually been here since 1994. And there's always been a sort of temporary nature of the facility. So now to have the permanent facility at this level of quality and standard is really quite unique. I think to have Warner Brothers investing over £100 million in the first new Hollywood studios to be created in the UK for decades is a massive vote of confidence in the British film industry. You'll have all type of productions, from commercials, television shows, right the way through to the big Hollywood blockbusters. That's one of the great things about Warner Brothers Studios Leavesden, is the scale of the facility. We've got 100 acres of backlot. That's our exterior filming area that's got this completely clear horizon. When we first started out on the James Bond film Goldeneye, we had the streets of St. Petersburg out there. During Star Wars Episode 1 of the prequels, we had Tatooine out there. During the Harry Potter days, as well as all the big sets that we had out there, we also had the Hogwarts Express running up and down. So we really can cope with anything. Then you look at the actual stage space. Well over a quarter of a million square feet of stage space provides the filmmakers with a huge amount of flexibility. And that's really the key to operating and providing a studio facility, is that we provide the clean canvas, if you will, for the film productions to make their and create their magic. I believe Hertfordshire is a real centre of excellence when it comes to media. I sit on the board of the local enterprise, Hertfordshire Local Enterprise Partnership. It's very clear to me that the media industries as a whole is one of the key players in Hertfordshire. Hertfordshire is really perfectly located. It has some incredible transportation infrastructure, connectivity. It is immediately adjacent to London, so we can tap into that as well. From a film and television point of view, there's a real understanding of the value of the media industries. And it's really nice to see that the local authorities and the local businesses understand the value. So Hertfordshire is very much a film-friendly place to be. You've got our Stage C, well over 30,000 square feet of soundstage. D stage, one of our smaller stages, it's about 10,000 square feet, but it also houses our underwater filming tank. So that means we can fill this giant tank with water. We put the camera crews into the water wearing all their scuba diving gear, put the artists in there with all the set dressing, etc., and we can create any kind of sequence that's required underwater. In fact, all of the underwater sequences in Harry Potter were filmed in that tank. And as we pan across, you can see the background of all of the other massive stages that we've got that are linked by this multi-function space that provides, again, a very flexible environment for the filmmakers to create whatever they need to create. This whole facility is linked in such a way that you can go from an artist being made up in the makeup and hair right the way through, walking through undercover to the stages, never having to go out in the elements, because it has been known to rain here every so often. I'm so encouraged by what we've been able to do with regard to the jobs. We've been responsible for well over 400 jobs being created, and that's a very broad-ranging types of jobs. Well over 80% are from the very local area, which is something we really strive towards. It's very much Warner's way to become part of the local community.